brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today we're going to speak somewhat of the mercy of God. And many of us, in fact, all of us have sinned. All of us have in so many ways fallen short of the glory of God. All of us need mercy. But it also needs our willingness to come to the Lord, to bow before him and to say, Lord, will you please forgive me? And God always forgives you. But what we want to be able to do is say those words. And sometimes our pride just say, oh, it doesn't matter, because I can't see him. I don't even know if he's there. God is real. And God knows everything about you and about me and about everyone else in this world. He knows us. He knows us better than we know ourselves sometimes. My goodness, brothers and sisters, we make mistakes. Sometimes we make big mistakes. Humble yourself. Bow down before the Lord. Go to confession. Seek the mercy of God. It will be given you. And as the scriptures say, your soul becomes white as snow. God hears you. So let's take a look at the readings in light of the mercy of God. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Now we open with the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verses 7 to 11, then chapter 34, verses 5 to 9 and 28. Let me say that again if you're scrambling around. Chapter 33 of Exodus, verses 7 to 11, 34, and then 5b and 9 to 9, and then verse 28. The tent, which was called the meeting tent, Moses used to pitch at some distance away outside the camp. Anyone who wished to consult the Lord would go to this meeting tent outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, the people would all rise and stand at the entrance of their own tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses entered the tent, the column of cloud would come down and stand at its entrance, while the Lord spoke with Moses. On seeing the column of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise and worship at the entrance of their own tents. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as one man speaks to another. Moses would then return to the camp, but his young assistant Joshua, son of Nun, would not move out of the tent. Moses stood there with the Lord and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity, continuing his kindness for 1,000 generations and forgiving wickedness and crime and sin, yet not declaring the guilty guiltless, but punishing children and grandchildren to the third and fourth generation for their father's wickedness. Brothers and sisters, these are my words. Brothers and sisters, it's so important. The moment we ask for forgiveness, go to confession and ask forgiveness. When we receive the blessing of the priest, our sins are wiped away, no matter how serious or no matter how small you think they are. Bring them to the Lord and ask for mercy. Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. And then he said, "If I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company." So he's saying to the Lord, "Come with us. Come be with us. This is indeed a stiff-necked people. Yet pardon our wickedness and sins and receive us as your own." So Moses stayed there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights without eating any food or drinking any water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. If we follow those Ten Commandments, God will heal us, forgive us, strengthen us, uphold us. But so many people turn away today from the sacraments in the Catholic Church. God has given us a way. He doesn't want us to carry sin for 5 years or 10 years. Please, brothers and sisters, listen to the Lord. Receive his mercy and no freedom, no real freedom. And when you sin again, just go back to confession. Ask God's forgiveness, and it will be given to you. Psalm 103 tells us the Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord secures justice and the rights of all the oppressed. He has made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to the children of Israel. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. He will not always chide, nor does he keep his wrath forever. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. That means revere him, respect him, follow him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. That psalm ends. If we ask for it, please, if you're Catholic, please go to confession. Ask the Lord's forgiveness. He will give it. Then we take a look at the gospel today. It's taken from Matthew chapter 13, verses 36 to 43. Matthew 13, 36 to 43. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." And he said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them in the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect him out of his kingdom, all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." This is scripture, brothers and sisters. This is not man's idea. If we don't obey him, if we choose not to follow him, if we're so embarrassed and we won't confess our sins, we could end up in purgatory for a long time, or hell, where it says that there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. You and I don't want to go there. I don't want you to go there. I pray for you. So please, brothers and sisters, whoever has ears ought to hear. He gives us the means to be forgiven. No matter how many times we sin, he'll always forgive us when we go to him. The sacrament of reconciliation, whatever your means may be, go to him, ask his forgiveness, and it's given to you, and you can start over It's a blessing. It's a blessing not heard of before, but God has it for you and for me. Please, brothers and sisters. There is a priest, Erasmo Maricakis. He's now known as Father Simeon. He was a Cistercian monk serving in Rome. And he wrote this. I wanted to share a bit of it with you. The ephemeral fire of burning weeds, crackling and going up in smoke instantaneously and leaving no memory of itself in the world, contrasts powerfully with the light emanating from the righteous, who will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. In the end, it appears all will be fire and light, which is in keeping with the nature of God, who is described as a consuming fire by both the Old and the New Testaments. In the context of his everlasting kingdom, let us be grateful, we read in Hebrews, for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Consuming here should perhaps be understood as uncompromising or transforming, in the sense that in the end, the incandescent nature of God's being can embrace for all eternity only what has become like himself. That is what has come to share in his own nature as fiery love. The expression in the kingdom of their Father, in the context of the lively splendor of the righteous, stresses the fact that they have been begotten from the divine seeds of light planted in the world by Christ. Brothers and sisters, you're not just here in this world because your mother and father wanted you. You're in this world because God brought you into being. And just as we as children certainly ask our parents for forgiveness, please now, when we fail, and we will because we're weak, and God knows that. But if we continue to persevere in doing what is right and God, we will bring such honor to the Lord Jesus. Such honor. Please don't be afraid. Don't be hesitating. Don't be too embarrassed. Just turn to the Lord. I know it's hard. I've had times myself when it's hard to say in confession what I've done. But oh, the experience you have when you walk out. I don't mean there are all kinds of things dancing in the sky, but something happens in your heart. You know you're forgiven by God. And God does that for us. He allows that. Brothers and sisters, as I've said to you before, the day is coming when we will all see him together. And as Psalm 103 tells us, the Lord is kind and merciful. Merciful and gracious is the Lord. Once we ask forgiveness, it's given. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.